Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
On the Friday before Labor Day, amazing news came out of California. The California counseling ban is dead. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This was stunning because this occurred on the last day of the legislative session. This bill was ultimately one that was passed in the California House, passed a slightly different version in the California Senate, and then it went back to the House to conform to the minor modifications of the Senate. And on the last day, the assembly member who ultimately was the author of the bill, Evan Lowe, withdrew AB 2943. It is a stunning turn of events.
It's a miracle, guys. It
well,
really
you know,
is.
And it is a miracle. And in Liberty Counsel, of course, you had a lawsuit in the hopper ready to file that egregious AB 2943, egregious, unconstitutional bill. And in many ways, it could even ban religious and Christian books that share stories of freedom from the homosexual lifestyle and cross-dressing lifestyles through the power of Christ Jesus. And they pulled it. I think they saw the writing on the wall.
Yeah, it's amazing. This is the guy who actually authored the bill. His name is Evan Lowe. He was a member in the House side. That's where this bill began. And the House passed it, went over to the Senate. The Senate passed it, but with a slight modification. So the House had to simply take a very simple vote to conform to the Senate version. It was looking like it was a done deal. And of course, then the governor would have signed it. It came to the last day of the legislative session. We had our lawsuit literally ready to press send to electronically file it. Everything was put together. We had worked on this for months over the summer. We're also part of a coalition that was providing information to the California legislature about the problems with this bill. And lo and behold, the assembly member, Evan Lowe, withdrew it on the last day, which means it's dead until next year. And he said this, quote, "I knew this was an emotionally charged issue. So I spent the past few months traveling up and down the state, meeting with a wide variety of faith leaders," close quote. And he withdrew it. Now, we don't know why he withdrew it. I'm sure he got a lot of heat, especially from the LGBT agenda advocates. It may be that the governor ultimately talked to him and said, "Don't put that on my desk." And perhaps the reason is because they realized how unconstitutional this bill is. It's pretty clear. This bill literally crossed the line. It would have been a perfect case to take up to the United States Supreme Court because for the first time ever, this bill would have banned counseling for consenting adults, adults that are making their own free decision to get counseling to overcome unwanted same-sex attraction, gender identity, and behavior, gender confusion, those that have confusion about their gender, those that are engaging in behavior that they don't want to engage in, those that are having attractions of the same sex that they want to overcome, they would not be able to receive any kind of counseling. And it actually put the ban into the business fraud section or the consumer fraud protection section. That would mean that anything printed that would promote or endorse or refer to this kind of counsel would ultimately be banned as well. So if you put in a brochure or some other context, 1 Corinthians chapter 6 or other parts of the Bible, that would be banned. This was so outrageous, and yet the House passed it, the Senate passed it, and miraculously, and we are very thankful that this happened, Evan Lowe withdrew it at the last minute.
You know, we can only pray that perhaps the Holy Spirit has begun to speak to him, speak to his heart with the truth, you know, and there could be a great change in his life as a result. But we do praise God that this has been stopped, this has been killed, you know, for the detriment of so many that are sharing the gospel.
And Holly, I hope you're right. I hope that the Holy Spirit is working on Evan and that there was some real change in his heart, because you have to change the hearts of men, you know, to change behaviors. The behavior has changed. I hope you're right. I hope that was the catalyst for this. I'm a little cynical. it could just be, as you mentioned, Matt, that this is a great case to go before the U.S. Supreme Court. It could wipe out the bans in various blue states across the country and in municipalities that are banning this kind of voluntary counsel for unwanted same-sex attractions. With the potential makeup of a new Supreme Court, that this could be problematic for them.
Yeah, well, the fact is that at the end of June this year, the U.S. Supreme Court came down with the NIFLA case. And the NIFLA case came out of California. And the NIFLA case actually was a law that California unbelievably passed to require crisis pregnancy centers that do not receive any government funds at all to actually promote abortion up to 13 different languages in 48-point font, 29 words. They had to put down about places that you could actually, with a phone number, obtain free or low-cost abortions. The Supreme Court overruled that, struck it down. But on page 7 of that decision, pages 7 through 9 of the slip opinion of the Supreme Court, it actually cited two of our cases, the very first two cases challenging these kinds of counseling bans for minors. And both of the courts, the Ninth Circuit in California, the Third Circuit over there governing New Jersey, went the wrong way and created a brand new category of speech with less protection, which they called professional speech. The Supreme Court reached out and actually cited those two cases and overruled them.
Uh-huh.
So in doing so, we actually sent a letter to the California legislature that said the Supreme Court's already spoken, although the case wasn't before them, they've already indicated their opinion on these kinds of counseling bans, this kind of categorization of professional speech with lower protection, and they don't accept it. So the handwriting's on the wall.
And that was with the Justice Kennedy.
That was with Justice Kennedy, believe it or not. Yeah, that was with Justice Kennedy, and he wrote a concurring opinion. He stated in his concurring opinion, he's glad that the majority opinion came down on the broader side rather than a narrow decision, because if they had gone with a very narrow decision, then it would have given the idea to the California legislature they could just go back and tweak the law and come back again. And he didn't want them to be able to do that. So it's an amazing swan song, so to speak, his last opinion that he actually was a part of. It was a huge case. And so, you know, we're challenging these other counseling bans around the country, and we've got the wind in our sails with that Supreme Court decision. But this case here would have been even more unconstitutional because this deals with adults.
You know, and I've heard people, even, you know, fellow evangelicals and Christians and Catholics say, oh, you know, give it up. This is a done deal. They're going to get these bans. And so much propaganda has been spread about change therapy and change efforts, and they make it out to be this horrible thing with electrodes and all, you know, just all kinds of nonsense. And it just shows the perseverance and faith and just sticking with it and pushing forward that eventually, you know, with God, all things are possible.
Absolutely.
Well, one of the professors, I believe it was, with a Christian so-called, I put quotes around that, university, actually issued a letter just before this thing was pulled, saying that, well, not all evangelicals disagree with this law, just like you're saying. Compromise has no clue about how this law actually applies and how it infringes on real people. You know, our clients were Dr. Christopher Rosick, a very qualified PhD, licensed clinical psychologist in California. We also had clients such as Walt Heyer, who had gone through this whole transgender surgery, and others. We have everything ready to file, and we're ready if this thing comes back again next year. But praise God, this is dead for now. Thank you for praying. I know many of you, we've brought this issue to you multiple times on this program, and I know you've prayed. This is a great time to thank the Lord for this great victory. There's other challenges out there. Stand with us in prayer. for not only the ministry, but the cases that we're involved in. Prayer works. And stand with us in your financial contribution as well. We encourage you to partner with us. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Click on the donate page for more information how you can be a partner with Liberty Counsel.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.